only the essentials.
Just the essentials.
I only brought the essentials.
I never leave home without all the essentials.
You're listening to Pop Culture Essentials, your guide to the latest movies.
I love this movie.
Oh, I love this movie.
Games. TV.
What else?
Streaming.
Chrissy, wake up!
In pop culture news.
Pop culture and current events.
So sit back, relax,
and let your host, Dallas star Nick and Pete, take you through this week's Pop Culture Essentials.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Essentials. I'm Alistair, and with me today is the hilarious, thin, and gorgeous Anna Murphy. Welcome Stop back. It.
Oh, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, you beautiful thing. I haven't seen you for ages. This is so good. I'll take all of that, even if it's not true.
Oh, you know it's true. Come on. So we are here to talk about one of the biggest movies of the year, The Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God.
Now, we both saw this last night.
Together, anyway, I haven't seen you for ages.
Last night. Just feels that long.
It feels because you know what? We've got headphones on. I feel like I haven't done this with you for ages. You know, it's a different thing. The Little Mermaid.
Yes. So you'll notice that Nick and Pete are not here. Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
We're just going to do a quick little thoughts and review on The Little Mermaid 2023.
Okay, well, I have to just jump in and say, sadly to everyone, I had never seen the cartoon. So I know. I don't have small children. I know that's not an excuse, but I'd never seen it. I'd heard a lot about Ariel, and from what I'd heard about recently was Meghan Markle saying that she could, you know, she sort of saw herself in The Little Mermaid because she fell in love with a prince and lost her voice. So I was kind of a bit like, oh, yeah, whatevs. However, I am obsessed. I know, not with Meghan Markle, but I'm obsessed with this movie.
Yeah, so a bit of my background. So this came out when I was a child.
last week.
Animated. And I definitely was a fan. Out of the trio of movies, it was always The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and Lion King were like constant repeat in our house.
Well, I saw Aladdin at the movies. I went to the movies with my friends back in the day and saw that. So I loved that. And Lion King. I just had never seen this. And I knew that it was cute, but I just said, is it all songs in the anime?
There's the same amount of songs. Okay. This new one actually has three more songs than the original.
Wow, okay.
But the original is 54 minutes less in length. And there are a couple of songs that didn't make it. So the intro for this movie, when it started, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. The first 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, no, we've missed a song. Probably my favorite song in the animated version, where we meet all the sisters and King Triton for the first time.
Right.
They do this fabulously flamboyant introduction number. It's definitely one of the highlights of the animated film, and they didn't put it in.
Oh, see, I don't know what I'm missing out on.
I will send you the link because it's just the best. So I was already on the, I don't like this.
Yes, I noticed there was a little bit of eye rolling from you at the beginning. Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, God, this is not going to go well. I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Second that she sung Part of Your World.
Oh.
I had tears and then I was in it from that.
Glorious.
Second.
Beautiful. Now, Halle Bailey.
Yeah, I know. I said okay. Berry last night, didn't
well,
I?
Well, this is the thing. For me, with my slight dyslexia going on, I'm like, that's Halle Berry. That's Halle Berry, surely. Yeah. It's Halle Bailey, an absolute beautiful superstar. Was that her singing? She did
all
the
singing? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
What a knockout performance.
She also embodies, like, the character of Ariel perfectly.
Didn't you just want to be a mermaid and swim?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And as I leaned over to you and went, it's obviously really good for your abs. All this swimming.
We should get into that. Yeah.
Swimming away from sharks. It's really good for the adrenaline. So for your body shape. She is superb.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Stunning.
Speaking of abs, Prince Eric.
Oh, hello.
Well, what a casting.
You know, the funny thing is, and obviously Jonah Howard King playing Prince Eric, the funniest thing about that is I could not, and this to everyone sounds like I'm obsessed with Harry and Meghan. I have listened to the audiobook of Harry reading his own book, and Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid last night had the same accent. I just couldn't hear Prince Harry. But really bizarre.
Right.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. I was going to say that to you last night, but I was like, oh, this is going to sound too odd.
Well, the placement of him constantly having his chest there with his open shirt was just perfect. Thank you.
Wasn't it? Thank you for the adults in the room. I think that they could have shoehorned another 5 or 10 minutes of that in. That would have been great. He was never... Can I tell you that I had a sigh and a very like, oh, and then the sigh turned into a giggle at the end. But Javier Bardem as the king, King Triton, was like, I love him so much. So I was so excited that he, and I love his accent, you know, like Spanish, but there was just a bit at the end and everyone started laughing. And I think he doesn't come up above water looking very good.
No, he doesn't. I think. It was because Prince Eric was rowing and his face just changed. And I think it was meant to be funny, like the father-in-law just appears behind you.
He kind of missed a beat, didn't
it? And it was just a weird moment.
Yeah. It felt flat. And then all of a sudden there's all these mermaids up at the end, just all over the place, which they looked glorious as well. But it was just very random. But hey,
random.
It's a Disney thing.
Yeah. Songs wise, I loved the updated originals, were fantastic. So Under the Sea, Part of Your World.
Can I be a bit controversial?
You missed Ursula's big number because you had to get
I had to get the toilet and some I missed Ursula's big number. How was she?
Fantastic.
I got stuck in the queue for so long.
So camp. I loved every second that she was on screen. She was amazing.
She was beautiful. I love anything Melissa McCarthy does. So that was very good. But Jonah, I'm not Prince Eric.
Oh, that song of his wasn't great, was it?
No,
and I think we looked at each other and went, ooh.
That was probably my low point. And now that you've told me the bit that I missed while I was going to the snack bar and I went to the loo, was Ursula. I'm sad about that. So I'm probably going to have to watch it again. Yeah.
So that was an added song, the Prince Eric song.
Okay.
They
should have left that out.
Yeah, they should. I know why they did it, to give him a moment.
Yeah.
Because everything else was Ariel, 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 Ariel.
Yeah, but it's a little mermaid.
But they really tried to flesh out his character because in the cartoon he literally has no character.
Yeah, I felt like he was, better singer than me. I would hands down say that. That's fine.
Probably on par.
I feel like he was very flat.
Yeah, it was just weird.
Yeah.
For me, it felt weird.
Yeah. I think everyone had an awkward moment at that stage, but what a great cast and show. Yeah. I liked the little, can you tell me, what was the crab?
Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian. Yeah. Oh my God. Heaven. Who's he? It was David Diggs. Okay.
Under the Great Sea job. Is like probably like the biggest song from the cartoon.
Okay.
And I think it does the same here.
Do you know, for me, he was the donkey out of Shrek. He's like that. It's that characteristic, you know?
And that's exactly the same. He's the same as the cartoon. That's the same. Like, even the lines were the same.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
I did enjoy. So they did a major change to Scuttle. So in the cartoon, Scuttle is a seagull.
Right.
Here they changed it because they wanted a bird that could swim underwater to have more scenes with Ariel and Sebastian. So I liked that. Also, I love Awkwafina. So any chance to give her more airtime is good for me.
What have we seen her in? Because I wasn't mad on her accent.
Plenty.
I wasn't mad on her.
We've seen her in Nora from Queens, is her show currently on Binge. It's hilarious and you need to check it out.
Okay, yeah.
She's also in Renfield, which comes out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And oh, she's done a ton of stuff. Jumanji, The Next Level. I don't know if you saw that.
No. But now she's on my radar. I just wasn't mad. Is that her normal accent?
Well, she is Asian American.
Yeah, no, no, I know. But there was a, like a real Bronxy sort of twang, like I was trying to pick which comedian it was doing the thing. And I was like,
So she's also Crazy Rich Asians, Ocean's 8.
Oh, yes, I've seen her in Crazy Rich Asians.
She's fantastic.
Ocean's 8, yes, I've seen her. I have seen some things, you know.
Her song, I actually liked it. It's, again, it wasn't in the original. It's just like a little fun rap that comes at a point when the movie needs something light.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that. I thought it was cute. I preferred her singing in it than talking. But, I mean, that's the character, isn't it? She had to be a bit squawky.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's the character.
I'm being very picky because, I love everything about this movie. I literally, the minute it started, I thought, if I was a 9-year-old girl, I went straight into my head going, this would be my favourite movie that I would watch this relentlessly. I would bug mum and dad to see it over and over and over again. It just was the colour, her beautiful tail, their
And this was the cartoon in our house. And I guess looking back, like two gay sons and a daughter, of course we all loved it.
Your mum's like, right, okay.
Yeah, I know where that came from, A Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid's on again.
It was just on repeat. And then I don't know if you know, they made two sequels and a TV show.
Oh, my God.
And then I remember one morning, my mum just relented and watched an episode of the TV show, and then all of a sudden she was all about The Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God, cute.
And, it literally just became this phenomenon. Like, literally everyone my age, when we were kids, it was The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, one after the other.
It's so funny that I missed it, because there was a period of time where I was a stepmom. And the kids were between the ages of 6 and 9. And I think when I became involved with their lives, they just outgrown Frozen. So I didn't even get the Frozen experience. But we never got this either. We went into Minions and things like that, but not Little Mermaid. So it's really bizarre.
Yeah.
So I never had seen it. If people haven't seen this as a cartoon, like I hadn't, doesn't matter. You'll love it anyway.
There wasn't moments where you felt what's going on? Have I missed something? You didn't feel like that at all?
Not at all.
Amazing.
I'm happy to go into those things, especially when it's fantasy and it's you know, I love mermaid tales and all that sort of stuff. So I'm happy to just suspend reality and go, okay, I'm taking what you're giving me. That's fine. I didn't. Yeah. There's a question. There was one bit that I cracked up laughing, and this is more a technical thing for the producer, the movie makers. They yelled out fire, and there had been no fire on the boat, and then the fire started.
Yeah.
And I just cracked up laughing. I was like, oh yeah, well that was just little things like that.
Mr. Q.
Yeah, you missed the Q.
We're not shooting again. Yeah.
just
totally
leave it
what
in.
It would have been. Yeah.
It's totally fine. But other than that, look, I couldn't fault it. And there was another bit that actually cracked me up when she saved him in the big sea. In the ocean.
The big sea.
And the waves kept really dunking them still. So she's got him and both of them just kept getting drowned. I was like, this is not going well. I 100% would give this 4 stars if we're rating them today because I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
I also gave it 4 stars. I guess I looked at it from a different lens from you, comparing it to the original. And it's a little jarring at first because it's not as colourful and populated as the original, which is fine.
I did think there could have been a bit more colour, yes.
It definitely makes it its own thing by half an hour into the movie. It creates this clear separation from the original. And so all the stuff where she's on land and they're going through the markets, none of that's in the animated movie. You know, Eric's mum, not in the animated movie. Like, all of those scenes were not there. So
she's great. So she's been in lots of stuff lately.
Fabulous.
Noma, now I'm going to mess this up. Jumez Sweeney? Duma's Weenie. There we go. We gave it a go. But she's fantastic. She's been in lots of things lately. And I thought that was great too, that, you know, we've got interracial family in a royal family sort of thing. It does feel very Buckingham Palace recent years, doesn't it?
Yes.
But let's look at it. That could be another podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast. Visually, it's definitely less colourful than the animated. There were some points where I could see some sloppy editing.
Yeah. I just told you about
dodgy CGI.
Yeah. There was a couple of moments.
And
do you think that in that respect that they go, like, well, mostly this is a kids' movie, they won't pick it up? They're not expecting adults to go and go, oh, well, that's, you know, like, because I would have thought it was a pretty big budget, yeah?
Oh, definitely big budget. I just think, so the director, Rob Marshall, made Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay.
And the underwater scenes in Mary Poppins Returns look identical to the underwater scenes in this. So it's, you can tell, same director, same vibe.
Yeah.
The point I think the main thing that stood out for me was at the end when Ursula gets big, which, it's not a spoiler. It's in the animated. And they deliberately, and I think it was smart, they deliberately made it so dark that you couldn't see her that well and made it a storm. And that was very smart because it probably looked terrible.
Right.
And they didn't want it to take away from that scene. And I think that worked. I could definitely see, oh, I see what you've done. Okay. You've made it so we can't see her because you can't make it look good, which is fine because the scene still works.
I must say that wasn't my favourite bit. I've seen that done better in other things where the, you know, the evil thing becomes this big thing and it just for some reason it just felt disproportionate. All of a sudden that she just was really like massive but too close to them. There was no perspective on it or something. It kind of looked a bit mashed.
I think because of the bad CGI, they had to make that separation.
Right. Okay.
And not put them in together. Otherwise it would probably look awful.
Yeah, right. Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, we had to lose a point from somewhere.
Yeah, that's where I lost the point for me. And removing that song because I love it.
Oh, honey, well, I didn't know that we were missing out on that, but I took the point off for that sort of sloppy stuff, and also his singing. I was like, nah.
Yeah. I know. Look, overall, we've gotten some pretty bad remakes from Disney. Pinocchio, Peter Pan and Wendy, terrible. Even Aladdin, terrible. This felt different.
The Aladdin, the original with Robin Williams in it.
Yeah. No, but they did a remake with Will Smith. Have you not seen it?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. See, I'm not really a cartoon girl.
Well, they're live action remakes.
Was this a live action thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh no.
And it made over $1 billion. It was directed by Guy Ritchie. It had everything going for it, and it just didn't work.
I think he's a bit hit and miss, to be honest.
Yes. This, on the other hand, worked for me and for you.
It really worked for me. I loved it.
So for me, yeah, I definitely agree with 4 stars. I gave it 4 stars as well.
Amazing. Go and see it on the big screen. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. And don't be me and go and miss Ursula's song by waiting for too long in the queue.
When you hear Eric Stark singing, you've got a solid 3 minutes. Go!
You know, I thought I'd be in and out, but I got stuck in the queue. Learner.
Love it. Well, look, we need to do one more thing before we go.
Yes.
This is Pop Culture Essentials. So, Anna, I will ask you, and if you're not ready, I'll go first. What is essential for you this week? Now, I don't know if you remember this from last time, but basically you need to pick a movie, TV show, game, podcast, comic, anything in the pop culture world, and just talk about why you're loving it this week.
Okay. Well, can I have a few? Mine will generally be TV shows.
You can
have
one because we're doing another podcast and you can do another one for that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I have one. If anyone hasn't seen The Diplomat on on Netflix. I think it was great. It was really good. It's got Kerry Russell and also Rufus Sewell in it. I know it's probably been out for a little bit now. It's relatively new. It's only one series so far. Get on it. I think it's essential. Watch it. It's great. Also, can I just say Succession. Get on the Succession final series as well. It's amazing. Have you watched any Succession?
No.
Oh, my God.
My plan is, like, it finishes next week, so I'm just going to binge the whole show.
Yeah, I prefer that because I now have missed an episode because I forget that it's on.
Yeah.
But it is outstanding. It is outstanding. And Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's brother, is it Kieran?
Right,
Is exceptional in it. So, okay. So I know I was supposed to have one, but I've just snuck
That's okay,
another.
Shoehorned in two. and mine is a TV show from Disney as well. It's on Disney Plus. It starts today. It's called American Born Chinese. It stars Michelle Yeoh, Oscar-winning Michelle Yeoh.
I'll say Michelle. Michelle Yeoh. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Sorry.
I think we'll like always remember that rap now.
So cute.
So it also stars a couple of other people from Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I apologize every time. It also has Ki Hui Kwan.
Yeah,
sorry if I
pretty,
messed that up again.
Ki Hui Kwan, yes.
And Stephanie Hsu, they're all reunited for this TV show, and it is based on a comic book, and it's a really mature, funny coming of age high school, American high school, but told from the perspective of an immigrant who has a very strong Chinese family who are struggling to adapt into American culture.
Oh my God, it sounds great.
The son's born here, speaks perfect English. And it's such a great show, and it's got this weird fantasy element that it dips into. I was only going to watch the first couple of episodes. Fortunately, Disney sent me the whole thing, and I just watched the whole thing in 2 days. It is fantastic. There's 8 episodes, and it is out on Disney Plus right now when you're listening to this. Thanks for joining me, lovely. It's so good to have you.
I love joining you. We could talk all day.
I know.
All night. Or week.
If people want to follow you on socials, where do they go?
They can go to Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Anna_Murphy_comedian. And at the moment, that's it. Oh, also go to At the Murphys Radio. That's where we will be uploading more videos and things from the show that we had and the podcast that's coming.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And you can follow me at Alistair on Instagram, Twitter, and Letterboxd. Drop me a follow. Interested to see what you thought of The Little Mermaid. Life under the sea is better than anything they got going on up there.